1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
All right, what is the latest that we're getting from Western Estates Homeowners Association now? Bobby Dooley is on the line with us and her husband, Steve.
Well, Phil, this is obviously a power play on the part of the executive meeting, of the executive committee to wrest power away from us. My husband really believes that this is a power play.
All right, you're going to have to bring people up to speed. Have you been stripped of your presidency of the Western Estates Homeowners Association? This is a homeowners association representing some 200 homes in West Hills, right?
That is correct, yes.
What, and you have been stripped of your presidency?
Yes, I have, but it's not going to last, Phil.
Why have they done this?
This is because they are resentful of the fact that I have helped shape this neighborhood. I have helped shepherd this community for the last 7 years. Many of their children, quite frankly, would be dead if it wasn't for me.
No, but why ostensibly are they saying that they don't want you to be the president?
Well, the genesis of this is the executive order that I issued for the Homeowners Association about the so-called Martin Luther King holiday. It was my husband's feeling, and I agree, that African Americans are very formal with their names. Martin Luther King, the very name itself, is a very formal name. European Americans and white Americans are a little bit more informal. We just don't talk the same way. To give you an example, Phil, if I were black, I would be, instead of Bobby Dooley, I would be Roberta Dooley. Steve would be Stephen Dooley. Western Estates is a predominantly white community. I wanted Dr. King's birthday to be relevant to our children, to the Caucasian American, European American, and white American children that live here. I ordered that our message board in front of our community and that our correspondence be changed to refer to Monday as instead of the very formal Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday, that we have some fun and we call it Marty King's birthday. And our official correspondence said so. The executive board then...
You want to change the name of Martin Luther King to Marty King?
No, it's just for the birthday.
Just for the birthday, for Martin Luther King's birthday. We feel that that is relevant to...
Are you making a joke out of this man's life, or...
No, Phil, we are not. It's really insulting that you'd say that.
Well, Marty King...
Phil, think of the resistance that many in the white community have had to Martin Luther King's birthday being an official holiday. Look at the state of Arizona in particular. Look at the states of Oregon and Utah. Many states where it is not even a legal holiday. The way to get white America to accept Dr. King, in our opinion, Steve...
We needed to have him become more accessible to white people.
Well, to have him become more accessible to white people, maybe just educate as to the man's teachings.
Dr. King did a lot of good things.
We are not against Dr. King. We think he's wonderful. But we thought that Marty King, and we still think, calling Martin Luther King is so formal.
All right, well then, so they wanted to strip the power from you. Is that it?
They wanted to... They said it was disrespectful. I explained to them that it wasn't. They said also in a letter that they thought I needed... And get this, Phil... They thought I needed a psychiatrist. Many of their children would be dead today because of me. I'm going to tell you the story.
If Steve's going to be on the air with you, then be on the air, all right, Steve?
I want to tell you, Phil, many of our children would be dead today in Western Estates if it wasn't...
Well, why do you say that?
I argued and I got funded speed bumps to slow our traffic down and save the lives of thousands of children every year in Western Estates. Now, we have only 150 children. But if you multiply that over the number of days that we've had the speed bumps, that is over 1,000 children's lives would have been saved. Lorraine Hawthorne, who was instrumental in saying that I needed a psychiatrist for wanting to rename Martin Luther King's birthday to Marty King, her daughter has multiple dystrophy and is in a wheelchair and would be dead today if it wasn't for the fact that I put those speed bumps in.
And all right, this is going pretty fast, and I want to get a phone number out before we go any further. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. Bobby Dooley's been stripped of the presidency of her homeowners association for wanting to rename Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday Marty King's birthday, because an informal name is more accessible to white people, and that's one of the reasons why whites have resisted Dr. King's birthday. 1-800-449-8686 is our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. Now, you're saying that you saved the life of a woman's child by getting speed bumps in?
Yes.
How?
Well, Phil, I am generally on my way to some event. I'm on my way to a series of meetings. I'm on my way to an event. Someone needs me. It's not unusual to see my champagne-colored S-Series just racing through the gates off to a meeting or off to some event. And one day I remembered saying, Bobby, there's speed bumps. Slow down. I was saying this to myself.
Right.
And as I slowed down, thank God, I hit the edge of Catherine Hawthorne's wheelchair, and I didn't hurt her, but I did see her wheelchair spinning in the street as I went by.
And if you hadn't slowed down for the speed bump?
If I hadn't slowed down for the speed bump, I'm sure she'd be dead. But I looked in the rearview mirror, I had clipped the front end, and the only thing that happened to the poor girl was...
Well, her chair was spinning, and they said that caused equilibrium.
Because she has dystrophy.
So her chair was spinning around in the street as after you hit it.
That's right.
Did you stop?
Well, that's the beauty of the speed bumps. It slowed me down enough where I didn't have to stop. I could see that she was all right. But you see, her wheelchair was spinning on one wheel, wasn't it?
It was spinning on one wheel, yeah.
And that, to me, says that those speed bumps slowed down my car enough whereby I didn't kill that child.
She was strapped in her chair.
She was strapped into the chair.
All right, because you slowed down long enough not to kill some woman's child because you put in speed bumps means that that woman is being disloyal?
She has called for my ouster, yeah. And she's also recommended that I see a psychiatrist.
Bobby, don't you think it's a little bit disrespectful to call Martin Luther King Marty King?
No, I do not.
Why?
Because I think it is a very accessible name. Phil, they call Abraham Lincoln Abe Lincoln. They called John Kennedy Jack Kennedy. They called Dwight Eisenhower Ike. They have called people down through the years by a nickname. It makes them accessible. Marty King is a perfectly accessible name, an acceptable name for Dr. Martin Luther King. And as such, I certainly don't think. But here is the problem. I really don't know where they think they're getting off stripping me of my presidency. If it wasn't for me, that neighborhood would be nothing. So this is a power play. They're not going to win it. I will do what I must with that neighborhood. And if that means renaming Martin Luther King's birthday, I'll do that.
Well, I mean, you have homeowners there who are against it.
Well, I don't care if they're against it. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. What I say goes.
Well, they've stripped you of your presidency.
I'll get back in.
We'll get back in. We have to take over the meeting.
Well, I don't know how you get back in as the president of a homeowners association that has stripped you of your power. And I got to tell you something. I may not think that you need a psychiatrist, but it is really weird to call Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Marty King, all right?
And you're a white man, and you're saying that.
And I'm a white man, and I'm saying that, yes. I don't know any guys named Martin, and I don't know any guys named Robert or Stephen or Roberta, for that matter. But I think the man's name is what the man's name is.
Well, I think that's the...
Well, not Marty King.
No, I wouldn't call him Marty K either, okay?
That's the political correctness that so many people are tied up in. And I have told them what I want. Now, I want to see the sign changed. I'm going to be back at our Homeowners Association meeting. And
well, you want to see the sign changed from what?
Martin Luther King's birthday is Monday. I want to see it changed to Marty King.
By when? By Monday?
By Monday, yes. We're having a Homeowners Association meeting on Friday. I will go in. I will take my rightful place as the president. They don't strip me of my power. I'm the one that put in the speed bumps. I'm the one that re-landscaped the pool. I'm the one that had the whole Magnolia phase planned. plan for the last 6 years. They don't take my power away from me.
Yeah, they had a lot of fun things planned on Marty shots, things like that.
We were going to do some Marty shots, things like that.
Marty shots. What are these, drinks?
I'm sorry?
What is a Marty shot, a drink?
Yes.
On Martin Luther King's birthday. Look, I think you guys are way off the beaten path on this thing, man. Nobody...
Well, if you don't change Martin Luther King's name, then you're going to have more and more whites resisting this as a birthday.
Look, Arizona accepted his birthday as a national holiday, and they didn't need to change his name to Marty King.
Phil, I am the one that saved that poor girl with multiple dystrophy from a slow and painful death.
You were the one that was racing into the community in the first place. And you hit her, and her wheelchair went spinning.
But if it hadn't been for the fact that I put in the speed bumps...
I know, you wouldn't have slowed down in the first place. That's crazy logic, okay? You put the speed bumps in, which reminded you to slow down, so you didn't kill anybody. So what, we should all be grateful that you slowed down?
Marty shot's like Old English 800 mixed with gin.
I don't care what a Marty shot is. Old English 800 mixed with gin. That's racist.
Why?
Because that's that whole thing about Old English 800 and black people, okay? What is it with you guys? I think that this is a very veiled attempt to mock and make fun of that great man's birthday, all right?
Phil, this is an attempt to get white people to understand his birthday. I understand it. I know what Martin Luther King represents to this country. I've studied his life. Most white people don't. You don't have to worry about me. I respect Martin Luther King. But I know what it takes to get white people to understand the contributions of African Americans. You have to, first of all, make them acceptable to the white community. And the way you do that is to make their names accessible. For instance...
Yeah, it's Marty King.
Marty King.
That's good. Your name is yours? You got anybody's name? Ed?
Yeah, I got some friends named Ed. Do they call Ted Kennedy Ed Kennedy?
Call him Ted. Said Edward.
All right. 1-800-449-8686.
I just think that the African-Americans need to loosen up and accept that, too.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Hold on for a minute. Well, they say she needs a psychiatrist. She wanted to change the name of Martin Luther King's birthday to Marty King Birthday Day, or whatever the hell it is. Marty King. And she says that the Homeowners Association owes her because she's the one that put in the speed bumps. And if there hadn't been speed bumps, she wouldn't have slowed down that day long enough just to clip Catherine Hawthorne's wheelchair and send the child spinning through the streets as opposed to just getting crushed by her, what is it, champagne-colored S-Series. 1-800-449-8686. The premise here is that whites need to have a name they can relate to. Otherwise, they don't get Martin Luther King. Bobby says she understands. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley, president of the Homeowners Association of Western Estates, has been removed, at least temporarily, as president by the other executive members of that board because she wanted to rename Martin Luther King Holiday Marty King at your community, right?
Phil, that is right. We're not trying to rename it for the whole country. We are trying to get the white people that live in suburban America to understand the life of Martin Luther King. One of the ways you do that...
I know. One of the ways you do that is by making his name more accessible to whites. Call him Marty King. Now, you say that these people have taken your presidency away from you because they don't like your matriarchal ways. But apparently, they owe you because you put in speed bumps that made you slow down one day long enough not to hit some kid in a wheelchair. All she did was spin. You didn't hit the chair over.
You know, Phil, your sarcasm...
No, isn't that what you said?
That's what I said, yes.
excuse me, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Arlene. Arlene, hi.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I would like to speak to Bob. Is this Bob Dooley on the phone?
My name is Bobby.
Oh, well, we can't call you a nickname either?
My name is Bobby.
Okay,
that's,
Bob.
That's my name.
Well, if you can call
Bobby
Martin Luther
King
Marty, I can call you Bob.
Bobby's already a nickname.
Very,
Bobby is
me,
already
I've been
a
listening
nickname.
To you. Excuse
Arlene,
me.
Arlene, it's
excuse
already
me,
a
Bob.
Nickname.
Oh,
it's already
hello,
a nickname.
Bob.
Hold on, Arlene. Arlene, yes? She's trying to tell you that it's already a nickname from Roberta.
That's right.
Okay,
you,
well,
you
I'm going to break
that.
It down some more to Bob.
You should know that. You're black.
Okay,
why,
I am
why
black.
Should why should she
I
know
am
that?
Black.
That's
and,
right.
And you know
because
what?
If
I have
black,
a normal name. My name is Arlene. Okay, and you can call
know.
Me Arl.
Well, I don't know any white people. I don't
okay.
know any white people that
but,
are named that.
But
you don't know any white people named Arlene.
No.
Oh, I know it's a German name, so I know tons of Arlene. Okay.
Are
it's
they white?
From Germany. Look it up. Okay. Now, what I wanted to call and tell you, Bob. Well, I think you're very disrespectful to call Martin Luther King Marty.
Why?
And then there
well,
is a white
no
person.
Answer.
Have you ever heard of Martin Sheen? Have you ever heard of Martin Sheen?
He's an actor. Totally different. Totally
well,
different.
Why is that different?
Because Martin Luther King was trying to reach out to people. Actors are just drug addicts. They're not even... I wanted to unveil my plan on Monday to name every speed
okay,
bump
well, you
to
know
Western
what?
States
I
after a famous African American.
God bless them for.
Let me ask you, what would you call what would you call Malcolm X? Mal X or?
Yeah. You know, if you want white people to understand Dr. King, make him.
They
accessible.
Already understand. They are, let me give you a little clue. You've studied Martin Luther King. Then
the
you
lady
know
that
there
was.
There were tons of white people that marched with Martin Luther King. There were tons of white people.
Well, they
that
were all
helped
Jewish.
Martin Luther King get out of jail.
They were
and
Jewish.
And there were tons.
They were
of,
Jewish.
Yes. They were
no,
Jewish.
No, they were.
Technically,
okay.
Arlene, they were Jewish.
Well, they're
okay.
still
okay.
white.
Well,
is Jane Fonda Jewish?
Jane Fonda didn't march with Martin Luther King.
Oh, you better go back and look at the film.
No,
here.
She went to
okay.
Vietnam.
Okay.
She went to Vietnam. Thank
and
you.
She did
yeah.
other things, too,
no,
darling.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Is Marlon Brando, is
okay.
he Jewish?
Who was the woman that was told
Marlon
to get
Brando
off the bus?
Jewish? Is Marlon Brando Jewish?
He's Italian.
Okay, well, you said only Jews marched with him.
Marlon Brando
so
didn't march with Martin Luther King.
So I think you should go back, go in the archives,
Marlon Brando,
honey, get your facts.
Well, how do you know
get
Marlon Brando
facts.
Marched
You're
with him?
You're so illiterate. I don't see how they voted you in the first place. You are the most illiterate person.
You know what
and
I mean?
You almost
I have
killed
worked.
Someone in a wheelchair. You are so illiterate, honey. Go read a book. I heard it's fundamental. I really did. I heard that somewhere, and you know I
What's
read a lot. So
I read a lot,
I would
too.
Suggest,
that's why I want
I would
to help
suggest
white people
that you go
understand.
And, read,
and it's black
and
people like you that don't want whites
radio.
To understand things. You want everybody to be stupid.
No, I'm not saying everyone is stupid.
I
I'm
wanted to unveil a plan on Monday to name...
That you are, Bob.
We just put in speed bumps to name after African Americans.
You put in speed bumps
Who was
because
the woman
you almost wiped out a crippled child.
You almost
child.
Killed a child in a wheelchair, okay?
You almost killed a crippled child, you illiterate
when
barbarian.
When Rosie Perez
you
was
even
told
understand.
To get off of that bus
I
in Montgomery, Alabama.
I bet your speed limit there is like 10, 15 miles per hour because they have people there in wheelchairs and it is a community.
Oh, you just know all about where we live, don't you? You haven't listened to me once. When Rosie Perez was told to get off that bus in Montgomery,
listen.
That was the beginning of the...
Rosie Perez, huh?
I'm sorry.
Rosie Perez. And Rosie Perez has to be a Latino actor.
All right, I made a mistake.
I told you you were illiterate.
I made a mistake. Oh, I'm
You're
illiterate?
You're crazy. You're stupid. You are stupid, and I applaud them for removing you from the presidency.
You know what? The lady might have a point here.
Who was Rosie Greer then? I don't.
Rosie Greer was played for the L.A. Rams. Rosie Perez is an actress, and Rosa Parks was the one who was told to get off the bus.
It's my bad.
Listen,
my
Bob.
Bad, Arlene.
Bob,
I'm using black talk.
Memphis.
I'm using black
Memphis.
Talk. My
Bob.
Bad.
Bob.
Phil Henry
hey,
Show.
Bob.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley, former president of Western Estates Homeowners Association, has been stripped of that title. She wanted to rename Martin Luther King Birthday's Day to Marty King Birthday. This to make white people better understand, because it's an informal name.
That is correct, Phil. And I also really am angry over the fact that you are allowing people to call me stupid when, in point of fact, I have a great knowledge of Martin Luther King. I have a great knowledge of African Americans. I know all about them. I know what they like and what they dislike. And I know that Marty King is a way that will get more white people to understand his life. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Phil, you have to understand, whites are really, really stupid when it comes to the lives of black people.
So about the Million Man March.
We are going to, on Martin Luther King's birthday, talk about the Million Man March, what it meant to Marty King.
The Million Man March?
Yes.
The Million Man March was not Martin Luther King.
Yeah, it was. It was the March on Washington.
The March on Washington was Martin Luther King. The Poor People's March on Washington was Martin Luther King. The Million Man March was Louis Farrakhan.
No, Phil. Phil, that...
It was Louis Farrakhan, and it took place like 6 years ago.
No. You're confusing him. You're confusing him.
No, I'm not. The Million Man March was not Martin Luther King.
Phil, please. You're really showing your ignorance.
No, you're showing your ignorance. The Million Man March was not Martin Luther King. It was Louis Farrakhan.
You want to bet?
Do I want to what?
You want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet.
How much?
I'll bet you I'll bet you one of my paychecks against one of yours.
You're on.
Oh, man, you just lost a lot of money.
I'm going to go look it up on a website right now.
Go ahead. Go to your little website, wherever you got to go, man.
Phil, I don't understand why you're being hostile.
Look at... You can say whatever you want to say. You can call the first woman to be taken off a bus in Montgomery, Alabama, 1956, Rosie Perez, if you want to. Her name was Rosa Parks. And it was not the Million Man March. 1-800-449-8686.
You are really intolerant. And the reason why we are trying to rename it Marty King Birthday is to make it more tolerable for whites.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd love to take a website poll to find out how many white people would really dig Martin Luther King's birthday if the name was changed to Marty King's birthday. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joan on the Phil Hendry Show. Joan?
Mrs. Dooley?
Yes, uh-huh.
How dare you slow down? No, let me talk. You've talked.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
do you slow down for a speed bump?
Mm-hmm.
Look in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Know you've knocked this child over. Her wheel is spinning. And then not stop to get out to check on the child. If the child has MD, is she supposed to get out of that wheelchair, pick up her wheelchair, and get back in it? If she did, she wouldn't have MD. Not only should you be stripped of the rights you have been stripped of, you need to be stripped of your driver's license. I'm surprised you don't even have a civil charge of hit and run on you, girl.
You're white, aren't you?
You have a nice day.
You're white, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That proves you don't care about Marty King's birthday. You just care about the girl.
I don't care about Martin Luther King. I'm more worried about this child that you said you've hit.
But if I renamed it Marty King's birthday, you would understand him better, wouldn't you?
No. I would not. His name is Martin Luther King, and I'm not calling for Martin Luther King.
You don't care about Martin King?
I'm calling because I'm upset over the child.
She's talking about the child.
I'm calling on a different subject.
She's talking about the kid.
No,
I'm calling about the kid that you said you hit.
The reason why you are is because you know nothing of Marty King.
I'm not calling for Martin Luther King, ma'am.
I know you're not.
I'm calling about the child you hit.
I know you're not.
The child you hit and did not get out to see if she was okay.
I know that you are not.
I'm not calling about Martin Luther King.
I know you're not because you don't know anything about him. And
no,
I'm more concerned about a children's life, a child's life, than I am about changing some man's name. Do you understand that?
If the child
must be a very unfit mother.
Let's talk about the child that you hit.
The only thing I care about is children.
If the child
I don't care
black,
who you call him, what you call
if
him.
If the child was black, would you care?
I don't care if you call me a nickname.
If the child was black, would you care?
Yes, I would. I would stop and I would get out to make sure the child was okay. I don't care if she was black, green, red, yellow, Chinese, Japanese. I would get out and stop to make sure the child was okay.
And
how
what
dare
is that
you
child's
say
name?
I looked in my rearview mirror and she was okay, so I kept going.
And what would
how
you do?
Dare
if,
you?
What would you do if that child's name was Marty King?
Oh, will you come on? If the child's name was Marty King, you looked in your rearview mirror.
I'd like to to answer the woman's question. I looked in my rearview mirror. I saw the wheelchair spinning around, but she was fine. She wasn't knocked over.
Out of respect for the child, you should have got out and said, "Are you okay?" and help her with her wheelchair.
Joan, I am on the go. I'm the president of our homeowners association.
So am I, but if I hit a kid, I'm going to stop. I don't care if it's a meeting with the president,
well, what if you didn't
or
Bushy,
or whatever you want to call him. I'd stop to make sure that child was okay. You are one unfit mother, and that woman ought to bring
well,
charges.
Well, what is she going to tell me? The child has multiple dystrophy.
You have a great day,
ma'am. She has multiple dystrophy, and she can't say anything.
And I shall pray for you.
She had multiple dystrophy. She couldn't say anything, Phil.
Well, what do you mean she couldn't say anything?
I mean, if I had gotten out and I had said, "Are you all right?" You know.
You would not be able to talk.
What?
You wouldn't be able to understand. Blah, 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 blah.
It was all gibberish.
What do you mean she's got multiple dystrophy and it would have been... First of all, it's called either multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy. Now, which is it?
Multiple dystrophy.
Multiple dystrophy.
No, it's either multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy. Which is it?
You can't talk to my wife like that.
Oh, please. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Beverly on the Phil Henry Show. Beverly?
Yes. Ms. Dewey. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of drug you're taking, but I really think you need to go back to your doctor or whatever street clinic that you got it from so that you
Why?
Can get yourself together, because the comments that you're making are totally ludicrous. Marty King Day and about you hitting the little girl, if I could find you, I would do a citizen's arrest for you on
what?
You.
How are you going to
because
arrest me? The girl was fine.
You have no idea. I don't
the
even know what
fine.
People put you in charge of a board of any kind.
It's the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Well, you know what?
And they are primarily European-American.
No,
and I wanted
no,
them to
no,
understand
no, no, no. They,
Marty
they are
birthday.
Ignorant people such as yourself.
Well, they're stupid because they
yourself.
Don't...
They are ignorant people such as yourself.
They don't
because
know about
you
Marty
have
King.
No business on the air talking about changing somebody's name. Did anybody ask you to change your name from Dooley?
I'm not famous.
No, they did
I'm
not.
I'm not famous.
So why do you think you have a right to change
because
Martin Luther
they named
King
his
Day
birthday,
to Marty King Day?
Because we
so
take
that
his
the white
off.
America can understand it
right.
better.
That's it.
Whatever it is, a complicated name. If it's a complicated name,
mm-hmm.
then you're the stupid one because
I
you're
understand.
Trying to make it uncomplicated.
I'm done with
Martin
you.
Luther King is not a complicated name. And if white people don't understand it as such,
Beverly,
then they're stupid and ignorant
Beverly,
just
Beverly,
like you.
Beverly, I'm
and
down.
I thank you. And you know what?
I'm down.
You have a nice day. And whoever the little girl that you hit, I hope that her parents sue you, or better yet, I hope that she calls the police
but
to pick
Beverly,
you up. Because
I
that's
where
you need to be.
I
you need to
street.
Be in a rubber room, and you need to stop taking the drugs from the street. And
well,
I think
I
that's
you
your problem right now,
right
that you're taking
you
drugs
your name
from
to Bev,
the street, sweetheart.
Of Beverly, okay? And I'm down with you.
No,
what
you,
do you
no,
mean
you're not
down?
Down with me, sweetheart,
I'm
because I'm not down with anything.
I'm hip to the groove.
You're not down with me. You don't know me.
I groove the street.
You groove the streets?
What does that mean, you groove
that's,
the streets?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What does that mean? I don't know about grooving the streets.
I hang with the peeps.
Oh, will you stop it?
Who are they?
The peeps.
Who are the peeps?
What's the peeps, Steve?
That's what.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ain't you black?
No idea at all, and I don't think you do either.
Aren't you black?
You're black,
I don't
aren't
think you?
You
do either, sweetheart. What you need to do is to stop smoking the crack, stop smoking the marijuana, stop doing the drugs, and maybe
right.
you as a person
well,
or whatever you
that.
Are can come to some kind of terms with yourself because you know not what you're speaking.
Hey, Beverly, you want to see my bling bling?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you.
You know, Phil, I roll with the homie.
Oh, shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association, with her husband Steve Dooley. On Martin Luther King's birthday, they proposed to change the name to Marty King Birthday, and apparently it has created such a flap, she's been fired from her job as president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. You got people questioning your sanity, too, but you claim to understand the plight of the African-American.
Well, Phil, I am a white person who gets Martin Luther King, and I understand the plight of African-Americans. If you look at what happened to Whitney Houston and O.J. Look at O.J. He got involved with a white woman, and look what happened. You see what I'm saying? I think that.
What do you mean he got involved with a white woman, and look what happened?
Well, I.
You're going to be involved with a white woman. You're going to want to kill her. I want to kill my wife every week.
That's what Steve says. He wants to kill me at least once a week. Imagine a white man saying that about his white wife. What would a black man feel?
What are you two talking about? That was a normal thing?
I'm saying I understand the plight of the African. Suge Knight, P. Diddy, all of them have had a problem.
You know, your understanding of African Americans may be one thing. Your understanding of white people is probably pretty lacking, too, in that you want to change the name of Martin Luther King's birthday to Marty King Day so that whites get it more about Martin Luther King.
White people don't get Martin Luther King. Got to change to Marty King.
That's what we're trying to do.
Well, I don't know. In an attempt to make white people understand Martin Luther King's birthday, it sounds like you're trivializing the man a little bit. Here is Charles on the Phil Henry Show. Charles?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a bishop in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what's up?
I beg your pardon?
What's up?
What's up?
Never mind the what's up, okay?
Please,
I'm
sir.
Sorry.
That's right. You need... let me tell you what the word is, what's up. The what's up is
D-O-double-G.
Ignorant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is ignorant.
What about what happened to Gary Coleman?
Excuse me. No, let me. No, excuse me. Don't you talk. Let
mm-hmm.
me talk.
Mm-hmm.
Cause see, I talk to my number just like I'm talking to you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
When you said the Million Man March.
What's that?
Right,
you know
if I hear
that,
hold on for a minute, Reverend, if you wouldn't mind. It's Phil Henry speaking. If I hear that wasabi or what's up one more time, I'm hanging up.
I didn't say that.
Well, tell your husband to shut up. Go ahead, sir.
He's very ignorant. And in the name of Jesus,
uh-huh.
I hope you have sense. The march, excuse me, sir, I am speaking.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're that ignorant, you need to be hanging up. Now, salam alaikum. Do you know what that means?
That means African talk.
Excuse me?
Isn't that African?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Well, you asked me what it means.
Ma'am. You shut up. Now,
that's the name of a lake.
The Million March.
Wait a minute. It's the name of a lake.
Isn't that the name of a lake?
Jesus. Go ahead, Charles.
Sir, I feel sorry for them.
I thought that's what Arnold used to say to Willis on Different Strokes.
You know, you have a problem. It's a mental problem. And I pray, God, that your mental problem will be solved.
Charles, would you say...
Louis Farrakhan and his men have went to Washington, D.C. I pray grace is massed upon you, Lord, that this is Satan, and we will give Satan an eviction notice.
You're preaching to the masses.
Look at Mr. Dooley, shut up. Now, Reverend, would you tell these people the Million Man March was a Louis Farrakhan production, not Martin Luther King?
It was Louis Farrakhan because some of my members went with them, and I have a lot of my friends that are with Louis Farrakhan.
You know what we call him? We call him Louis Farrakhan because he's so far out there.
Well, ma'am.
Oh, boy.
Ma'am,
mm-hmm.
Listen at me, please.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you the best of grace
Thank
in the
you.
Name of Jesus because
Thank
you need it.
I would love to have you speak at our church. I really would. I think.
Baby, the way you is,
mm-hmm.
I would not. I don't think I would pass in front of your church. God bless you. I love y'all. God bless you, radio announcer. Y'all have a blessed day. In the name of
the radio announcer.
My name is Phil Henry, Charles. I understand.
Phil Henry.
You got
all right, sir.
Charles,
Y'all have a blessed day.
I would love to have you come to our church.
Y'all have a blessed day in the name of Jesus.
All that crazy
black church
stuff.
God bless you.
One of my favorite records is Black Moses by Isaac Hayes. Oh, shoot, he hung up.
Oh, get out of here, both of you. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here. That was Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and they can go kiss my Irish ass. All right, now, I would like to tell you about our website, philhenryshow.com. By the way, the voices of both Bobby and Steve were performed by me there. Poor Charles. Our website, philhenryshow.com, what you do is go to that website and you get your backstage pass. That's the only way you're going to be able to enjoy all of the audio from the Phil Henry Show. We have today's show on demand. That's right, today's show, anytime you want to hear it. And we do have people calling occasionally saying, how can I get a hold of this show? How can I get a hold of that show? The way you do it is go to our website, get a backstage pass, and log on to our 30-day archives. Also, every day we post a synopsis of the preceding day's show, and we have clips from the preceding day's show. So we tell you exactly what happened on the program. We give you a small audio example of what happened on the program, and then you can go listen to the whole show or not, as the case may be. Maybe the clip we put up sounds so horrible, so horrific, so stomach-churning, you wouldn't listen to this show on your best day. Or maybe what we put up there intrigues you, causes you to wonder anew about your life and all of its possibilities, and you want to log on to the archive and listen to our show. Whatever your pleasure be, massa. Just go to philhenryshow.com. All right, I slipped into a little there because it just seems so right after the hour we just had. Go to philhenryshow.com. Get your backstage pass. That's philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com. 1-800-449-8686. Boy, it looks like we have grown up about Martin Luther King's birthday. Don't you think? I remember when it was a big hassle in Arizona, when they didn't want to have it. Remember that? We had a couple of states that didn't want to have his birthday. And then the NFL said, well, then you don't get a Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, magically, almost as if they saw the light, they said, oh, well, you know, in that case, we love Martin Luther King. People love a dollar. And that's probably the healthiest love that there is, because the love of the dollar has made us do the right thing over and over and over again in the history of this country. Martin Luther King himself proved it down south when he boycotted various businesses. When they lost all that money, all of a sudden all those fine white business people down there said, well, maybe black folks sitting at our lunch counter isn't such a bad idea after all. You see, the love of a buck has inspired some very good things. Who said money's the root of all evil? Who said that money will only drive you to hardship and unhappiness? The love of a dollar caused the state of Arizona to recognize Martin Luther King's birthday as a national holiday. And it was the love of a dollar that caused all of those businesses to recant and allow African Americans in to use their lunch counter and their changing rooms and their dressing fountains. And is it called a dressing fountain or a changing? It's a water fountain. It's a water room or a dressing fountain. In any event. By the way, you can get our CD, too, so long as I'm talking about the love of a dollar, at 1-877-616-7445. I love a dollar. You get a really great comedy CD. How can you go wrong? 1-877-616-7445. That's what it's all about. Phil Henry Show.